With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. The Mineral County Sheriff's Office has issued an immediate evacuation order for residents of Sunrise and Quartz Flats due to the 2,700-acre Sunrise Fire. Megan Niemitz is a public information officer working on the Sunrise Fire.
The sheriff is going up there now. He is going door to door. He's letting those folks know in the Quartz Flats and the Sunrise Creek areas that they are now under a Stage 3 evacuation, which just means to pack up your belongings and go ahead and leave the area.
Residents in Quartz Creek remain under a Stage 2 evacuation warning, and residents living near Verde Creek are being warned that they may have to leave too. The fire is threatening 60 homes and other structures 11 miles southeast of Superior in the Lolo National Forest. Officials strongly encourage area residents to leave immediately in an orderly fashion. The fire grew by more than 10% since Tuesday. It's now estimated at 2,700 acres and burning through a mix of timber and brush through downed and dead trees. More than 400 firefighters are responding to the fire caused by lightning on July 16th. Fire management officials will host a public meeting tonight at 7 p.m. at the Lozo Lodge Pavilion just south of Superior. You can find more information on our website, mtpr.org. Firefighters in eastern Montana are increasing containment of the nation's largest fire that has destroyed 16 homes and scorched about 421 square miles of farmland and public land. Jody Pearson is a volunteer firefighter and rancher.
I think mostly they're working on back burns right now and just trying to wrap it up. But from what we can see from here, it looks way better, much better.
Authorities say the Lodgepole Complex fire is 34% contained. That's up from 20% containment yesterday. Most of the burning is occurring on the interior of the fires. More than 600 people from 34 states are battling the lightning-caused grass fire. The Garfield County Sheriff's Office has lifted an evacuation order for 50 homes. A proposed Montana ballot initiative that would allow people to sue for emotional or mental distress if they spot a transgender person in a public bathroom has passed a legal review. Montana Secretary of State Corey Stapleton's office says the initiative sponsors can begin gathering signatures Wednesday to place the measure on the 2018 ballot. The measure is designed to keep transgender people out of school, university, and government restrooms and locker rooms that are designated for the sex with which they identify. Instead, people would have to use the bathrooms for the gender on their birth certificate. The conservative group Montana Family Foundation, which is sponsoring the measure, must collect signatures from 5% of Montana's voters, or 25,800 signatures, from at least 34 legislative House districts. Republican Senator Steve Daines says he opposes mining in some areas outside Yellowstone National Park, but stopped short of endorsing proposed legislation on the matter from a fellow Montana lawmaker. Daines appeared to speak favorably of Democratic Senator John Tester's bill to block Yellowstone area mining during a Wednesday hearing before a Senate committee, but a spokeswoman said afterward the Republican is still weighing the best way to achieve the withdrawal of lands outside the park from future mining. Daines has said previously that property rights also must be respected. Federal officials last year placed a 2-year halt on new mining claims on 30,000 acres of federal land outside Yellowstone at the urging of Tester and local officials. Two gold exploration projects are proposed on private land in the same area. Montana Governor Steve Bullock is moving forward with a plan to create an Office of Outdoor Recreation. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports Bullock traveled to Bozeman yesterday to ask industry representatives for input on what the office could help them with. Bullock says state officials are still looking for someone to run the office, but it should be up and running by September. He says the office is meant to help grow the industry and support outdoor recreation, which he views as important for multiple reasons. Bullock proposed creating the office during his reelection campaign last June. A bookkeeper will serve more than 3 years in prison and repay $425,000 for forging clients' checks to make lavish purchases such as NCAA Final Four tickets and a Ferrari rental. District Judge Brian Morris sentenced Natalie Crumley on Tuesday, 3 months after she pleaded guilty to wire fraud, identity theft, and unlawful monetary transactions. A federal judge has sentenced a 22-year-old Montana man to almost 42 years in prison for kidnapping and violently raping a 4-year-old girl on the Fort Peck Indian Reservation. Wednesday's sentencing in U.S. District Court in Great Falls came in a case that prosecutors had described as every parent's nightmare. The defendant was found guilty of chasing down the young girl at night in a park, raping and strangling her, and then leaving her for dead in an abandoned pickup truck in February of 2016. Montana environmental regulators say a Canadian company can move forward with plans to explore for gold in an area north of Yellowstone National Park, despite local opposition. The Montana Department of Environmental Quality on Wednesday released a months-long evaluation of Lucky Minerals' exploration proposal. State officials said the company had agreed to extensive water quality and wildlife monitoring plans. Local residents are concerned that mining could harm the local tourism industry and pollute the nearby Yellowstone River. Legislation proposed by Montana's Democratic Senator John Tester would bar future mining claims on 30,000 acres of public lands outside Yellowstone. Republican Senator Steve Daines says he opposes mining in some areas outside the park, but stopped short of endorsing Tester's proposed bill. Lucky Minerals' proposal is on private land, but officials say it might not be economically viable without mining on adjacent public lands. Montana is allowing a conservative group to move forward with a proposed ballot initiative that would let people sue for emotional distress if they spot a transgender person using a public bathroom that doesn't correspond to their gender at birth. The proposal is similar to a law in North Carolina and legislation being pushed by GOP Texas lawmakers. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.